Eddie's Tavern. This is where I come to try to forget my pain. There's so much of it here that isn't mine, it should make me feel better, but it doesn't. And yet here I am, same as always, Saturday night at Eddie's. There's no neon sign out front, nothing to advertise this as a place to come drown your sorrows. And that makes sense, because sorrows aren't drowned here, not all the way, only pushed under and held for a while. The moon is a nicotine-stained fingernail as I step out of my truck, ponder the feel of my gut straining against my belt, and ease the door shut behind me. I'm getting fat, and I suppose, as they say, like death and taxes, I'm shit out of luck if I expect to be surprised by it. Man eats as much chili as I do without chasing it down with a few laps around the barn, well, weight doesn't evict itself. I start on the path to the tavern door and see pale orbs behind the smoked glass turn in my direction. Nothing slips past these people, quiet or not. The door doesn't creak, though it's old enough to have earned that luxury. Instead, it sighs. I sigh too, but I don't share the door's regret. For me, I'm just glad to be out of the cold and among friends, even if they mightn't look at me the same way. Even if, in the dark of night, when sleep's a distant memory, I really don't think of them the same way either. All the usual folks are here. The pale, willowy woman with the figure that could have been carved from soap, that's Gracie. She inherited this place from her daddy, and considers it less a gift than another in a long line of curses, from a man who dedicated his life to making hers a living hell. Leaving her the bar was his way of ensuring she'd stay right where he wanted her, in a run-down hole with no prospects and surrounded by friends not her own. Gracie has no love for anyone, least of all herself. She's still got her looks, though they fade a little every day, and she'd get out of this place in a second if she thought the city would take her. Chances are a pretty girl like that with little world experience would end up missing or turning tricks in the back office of some sleazy strip joint to keep her in heroin. No, a girl like Gracie is better off right where she is, polishing glasses that stay so milky with grime you almost expect to see smoke drift out of them when she picks them up. She might be miserable, but I figure that's her own doing. Her overbearing father's influence is just an excuse. He's dead, after all, and buried out back. There's nothing to stop her selling this dive, except maybe a burning need to prove herself to his ghost.